pain that I ever had.
It's girl talk.
Why do you have to lie about that?
Is this true?
With you and
my sister, none other than TT Torres, right here.
I are 92.1 The Lodge.
All right. So I told K. Michelle I was going to call her live on the radio today to talk about love and hip hop.
Hello.
Hi, Boosky Boosky Boo.
Hey.
Listen, I'm calling you from the studio because we must talk about this show last night.
Okay, cool.
So last night on Love & Hip Hop, you were the only one who made sense.
Oh, thank you.
I just didn't believe people still live like that. Like what? What's going on?
No, it's honestly, that's a real story.
You gotta be kidding me, Kay.
Yeah, no joke. Like, that's really their story. Is this, oh, so what are we, is this an interview or is this me and you talking?
No, this is an interview.
Okay.
But
honestly, they do live like that. Like, it's, you know, to see the girls go through what they go through. You know, I've been watching this since February. So for almost, 6 months or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people was like, this is scripted. This is absolutely, I'll keep it 100. It is not. This is really what they're going through. And, you know, my heart goes out to Mimi. I've seen her hurt. I've seen her watch the first episode and be in shock.
But you know what, Kay? I cannot even feel sorry for her because she's allowing it. Like, at some point as a woman, you got to stand up and hold these men accountable for their actions. How in the hell you even gonna let this side piece talk to you like that? Like, how he even...
You know what? Let me tell you this about Mimi. One thing about Mimi is she isn't a punk. Mimi has been going through things with Stevie for a lot of... They've been together a really long time. And I can't, say I don't feel sorry for her because I know what it's like to be in love and accept things and do things, that you wouldn't normally or what people would say you shouldn't normally accept. So she's going to, get tired of it when it's time for her. Mm-hmm. And her time might be longer than your tolerance or, I can't even say my tolerance because I stayed in relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look, so, me personally, you know the struggles that I've been through. On a personal level with the man. But, when you have a child, it's no longer about you. You understand? It's about being the best person you can be for your child, even if you can't do it for yourself.
It hurts me to, watch. At my birthday party last night on the episode, I just speaking out the way I genuinely like Mimi. I know the type of chick you are hanging with, TT. She's one of them. You know what I'm saying? I know the ones on the cast you wouldn't rock with. So my heart just goes out to her.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for her because, you see crazy coming and you still standing in the way of crazy. It's like touching a fire and you know that ish burn. And that damn Stevie got some nerve. Side piece looking like a man. Listen, K. Michelle, I got to take a quick break. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to K. Michelle from Love & Hip Hop. It's at Power 921.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the nominees for this year. How would you like to fly away to sunny El?
It's girl talk.
Why do you have to lie about that?
Is this true?
With you and my sister, none other than TT Torres, right here.
I power 92.1 The Lodge.
All right, everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to K. Michelle from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. All right, so last night they brought a side out of you that people really need to understand when it comes to the music business. People think that it's all glitz, glamour, but they don't know the pain and struggles that come with being an artist. And the record labels don't care about. They don't care about your personal life. They don't care if you got your ass beat. All they care about is get to the money and put on a happy, smiley face.
Yep, and I thank Mona for that. That was like the opportunity for me to really tell my story and just really tell the truth about what's been going on with me and my music career.
And the truth is, allegedly, for those of you who don't know, K. Michelle used to date Memphis when he was a record label executive for Jive Records. and she was actually signed to Jive through him. Memphis is now married to Toya. Toya is the ex-wife of Lil Wayne. I know this is a lot. Let it marinate for a minute. he used her budget for personal things, things that he shouldn't have done. And he got into physical altercations with Kay. And I'm just curious as to why you decided to really come out and tell this story. And were you a bit afraid to do so?
I wasn't scared about that. You know what I'm saying? Because you only be scared when you're lying. You be scared when there ain't no facts. So you only be scared when his own family, you know, still talks to me and knows the truth. Then you get scared. It was, for me, it was more like I even tried to do it right and not be shady out of respect for Toya in that situation. I didn't even say his name. You know what I'm saying? I told my story without saying his name because I did not want it to be like, okay, throwing shade or, you know, Kay is bitter. No, he probably is a different man now. Different women bring out different things in men. I wasn't the one to calm him.
You realize that that relationship was not the relationship for you.
Yeah.
And that's a very mature thing to say, Kay.
And I'm not mad at him or her for her belief. But one person I am mad at is that Tamar Braxton, that Muppet. She needs to have several seats.
You're so silly. What did she do?
You know, just on Twitter last night saying she deleted the tweet because she knows she don't want it with First Family A. She better stay over there with Family Values. Because she deleted the tweet. She was, because people were tweeting me what she said. She was saying, you know, to Toya, oh, have fun and let this girl sell her, live in her fairy tales and sell her fairy tales. And all I tweeted was, I like Tony anyway. Because I do. You know me, TT.
Yeah,
I don't mess with nobody till they mess with me.
Yeah.
And I don't play in them little games. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Memphis. We jump gates. Yeah. I don't play in them little games. So the Muppet gets it together. She needs to stay away from me.
I can't with you. All right, let's go back to Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta, everybody, that's what we're talking about. Kay Michelle, she's on the phone line. Let's talk about Mama D, Lil Scrappy's mom.
Mama D is my heart. Like, honestly, Mama D is in love with me and I'm in love with her. She just another one. She going to say what she feel. She get along with people. She going to drink her drink. And she just going to be her. So a person like that, I can always hang with. You always cool in my book because you going to say what it is. I don't have to guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, everybody, we're talking to Kay Michelle from Love and Hip Hop ATL. We'll be back at Tapo 921. And let's play some Kay Michelle music. How about that? This one is called I Can't Do This. Kay Michelle.
It's girl talk.
Why do you have to lie about that?
Is this true?
With you and
my sister, none other than TT Torres, right here.
iPower 92.1 The Lodge.
Yep, it's girl talk with me, TT Torres, on the phone lines. Friend to the show, Kay Michelle from Love and Hip Hop. So where do you see this going, Kay? Because here's what I don't want to happen to you. And you're my friend, and I'm going to keep it 100, and I've shared this with you. I don't want this show to overshadow your singing ability, because at the end of the day, talent speaks for itself, and you can blow.
Aw, thank you.
So I don't want your talents to get lost in all of the drama and the ratchetness that's going on, you know, because you, Kay, really have something special.
But what I want to do, like, we showed a little bit of the music. We got to show a little bit more. But what I wanted to use this show for, I wanted to use it as an opportunity for people to know you. Because people can know you can sing, and people can like your music and still not buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So people buy music from people they like and they know. When I was sitting with the producers, I wanted to focus on Kay as a person, Kay as a friend. You know, throw some music in there. But for my music, that's for me, really, to go about and take advantage and push. So, you know, there's things that I'm doing to get the music out there. I got an EP coming out July 9th, and that's a lot of music that I'm proud of. If I'm not writing in the inside, the music ain't gonna work again.
Yeah, I think, Kay, what you have to do is you have to do music from your heart, because you have a story to tell, and I really want you to realize that.
I like the comparisons that I get, you know, all night to the Keisha. That's fine, because she has something to say, And, you know, me and her recently talked, and me and her are going to get on the phone today. She had her story to tell.
But they did that with Mary. They compared Keisha to Mary. But you got to understand, you guys are being compared because y'all have something special. Y'all been through things that people go through in life. And y'all have incredible voices.
And that's why I love it. And that's why I like the fact that instead of, you know, they tried to put us against each other. And people finally connected us. We really had a woman-to-woman conversation. And she really opened up her arms to me.
They do that on purpose. Mm-hmm. They put you against each other on purpose.
And we ain't gonna do that. Like, I'm telling my story. She's telling her story now.
And perhaps one day you guys can do a record together. I would definitely enjoy that. It's K. Michelle, everybody, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. It airs Monday nights on VH1 at 8 p.m. Thank you, baby.
All right. Love you, P.
I love you back. And I'm about to call you in a second, okay?
Okay, cool.
Bye. All right. So listen, I'm going to play a little piece of another K. Michelle song so you guys can get familiar with her. And then when I come back, I'm going to call a grand prize winner for these Drake tickets. Stand by if you got qualified this weekend. It's iPod 921.